There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports, BetMGM. With all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more, download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip. With your state-issued ID to open an account, start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from John Robinson. I missed your wonderful tennis picks due to a phone call during your wonderful show. Can I get your two picks, please? Thank you. Oh, butter me up, John. We'll give the tennis picks here momentarily. We have not given them out yet. Let's see. Oh, Mike Rouse talking about, there was a former NFL quarterback who was making a large wager on Murray State in front of me yesterday. He says, please tell us we can guess on who the quarterback was. Does it rhyme with Bay Butler? it does not. Does not rhyme with Bay Butler. nice try, though. Let's see here. Well, he's going on. Oh, Joe Nunns, he said, over-under on percentage of listeners who got the Thurston Howell reference, 15%.
I always think of Thurston Lawrence as Thurston Howell I'm betting him. Yeah. I don't know.
Thurston.
Yeah.
Who else is going to be?
What other Thurston is there?
You. We were talking about the Lakers before the break, and you said off-air, you were like, if you had the ability to bet same game parlays, what would you do?
Yeah, so I've talked about it a little bit before, but I don't bet a ton of basketball, NBA, or college. I do fade the Lakers pretty much every night that there's a line on them, just because I don't know what other people think or what other people are seeing, but the Lakers have shown us who they are, and that, you know,
we should believe them.
We should believe them, exactly. Yeah. But I was thinking if I did have access to same-game parlays, and I don't in California, but I would like to start betting the opponents of the Lakers' money line parlayed with an alt total, like LeBron point over, maybe because, you know, you get a low, it's like a 22 or 23 or whatever normally, maybe a 27, 28, 29, you know, up towards 30, get a plus money number there, you would kind of get an interesting sort of, you know, parlay number there, a nice better number where the Lakers are still likely going to lose, but LeBron is going to score more points down the stretch. He just has to. He's going to, you know, he's not going to rely on the other guys to, you know, lose the last couple games of the season for him.
We talk about this all the time on primetime action, not so much on a numbers game, that the same game parlays, which, you know, haven't proliferated here yet in Nevada. But, you know, and we always say, listen, we get it from the too cool for school crowd. You're not getting the proper bang for your buck. But we always say it's like, but yeah, but at least they're offered. At least you get a chance to do it. So if you're aware, if you're going into it knowing that you're not getting the exact math that you should be getting, the trade-off is you still get to bet these things.
Yeah.
And so in the end, that's a good thing.
There's also ways to exploit it, and there's ways to you know, do different things. And
The
more time you spend, you know, playing around with it, the better you understand how it works. And there are very, very, you know, advantageous situations with the same game parlays. There's just, there's far more negative situations. I equate it to a field bet in craps. You have, you know, 16 ways to win with a field bet and 20 ways to lose. That's the same way I feel about same game parlay.
Can we talk about, so Jason, by the way, for those who are landing on the show for the first time, Jason is the host of the Wide World of Weingarten podcast, wherever podcasts are distributed. You do about these days one a day kind of thing, or?
Yeah, just so I'm not doing one today and tomorrow because I'm in Vegas and I'm here today. But in general, now the baseball is just getting underway. It'll almost be daily. Some days, even 6 days a week.
You were saying these days you get ready to record, and then something else will come down, and you're like, oh no, I got to figure out this free agency move.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing episodes for a couple months now, and just a lot of them have been very helpful as practice because you know when you're not experienced doing this, you need several times doing it to get used to it. And you know, I work on an outline every day, and I'll try to hit the biggest stories. And a couple minutes, I'll start recording, and a major trade will happen, or Tom Brady will unretire, and it's like, well, everything I just wrote up goes out the window. Time to start again. So, you just learn as you go, and it's been a lot of fun, though.
You're doing a great job. You sound very comfortable doing it now.
Thank you.
One of the things that you talked about extensively on one of your podcasts the other day, we want to get to that momentarily, having to do with the Tom Brady bets that were made in town. For that, we'll get to that here momentarily, but let's go to New Jersey and we bring in Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakenman with a K, with his intro music. On this first morning of March Madness, a little over an hour away from the first tip-off between Michigan and Creighton coming up. Cannot wait for this. Excuse me, Michigan and Colorado State, pardon me. Bill Krakenberger, where are you, Bill?
I am in New Jersey, but I have nice bagels for you from New York.
Yeah. Come on, Crack, that's not nice.
What are you trying to say, Bill?
This is Essa bagel. It's the size of two softballs.
Oh, because it's me and Jason here? Is that why you're offering us bagels?
I've been to Essa bagel. It's the best bagel possibly in the world. I don't know. There are nothing like them on the West Coast.
Wow.
There's a line outside, and I sneak in the exit door to say I'm picking up a delivery or something else, and I go in there, and my man's there at the front, grab two bagels and leave. You're right. Essa bagel is my number one bagel in the world.
Bill and Jason, have you guys ever met before?
We've not met in person, but I've told you this story. My favorite Beating the Book podcast is one of your early episodes with Crack, where you go, I'm Gil Alexander. I'm here with Bill Krakenman. And Bill starts talking. 45 minutes later, you go, and this has been an episode of Beating the Book. And I learned so much. I was still a novice better at that point. And I was just like, oh my God, this guy's, everything he's saying, I gotta learn that.
Oh,
that.
Thank you.
It was great. I love
it. It is a problem I have sometimes. Yesterday I did
it's not a problem. It's not a problem.
Forbes, and the interviewer actually said to me again, he's like, Bill, you're a pleasure. I usually have to pull things out of interviewees, and he goes, you just roll, and I just got to take little pieces of it. It's great. But listen, you grow up back here, ask Jeff, grow up Jewish and Italian, see what happens. You're talking with your hands, you're just talking for hours. It is what it is. But
Bill, that podcast that podcast that Jason was referring to was the famous one where you said, the only line I remember from that podcast, you were in a kind of dark place at the time, and you go, Gil, it's like there's a big funnel on top of Vegas, and they throw all the trash in the world in that funnel.
I remember that.
They pick
up
the whole country, and all the garbage falls to the bottom.
That's right.
Everyone, when you go on the land, where do you go? You go to Florida or Vegas? I mean, that's the two places. No,
you're gonna be a bet bash.
Yeah, you gonna be a bet bash?
I don't know yet. I'm here.
For the Jewish team. We need Crack.
Yeah.
Jason's. Yeah,
I went to dinner. I went to dinner last night at Doc's Oyster House, famous place in Atlantic City. And the guy I went to dinner with going to bet bash. I probably was no, like 99% no, because I wasn't going to be there or something. But I do live there. Sooner or later, I have to go home, right? I mean, my wife's about to kill me probably, but. It's a trade-off. Do you want a nice, comfortable living, or do you want a 9-to-5? This is something I said 25 years ago, I swear to her. Or do you want a nice 9-to-5 job with a nice little picket fence and trying to save $100 a week and still have a mortgage? What do you want? So, the answer is usually the good life.
Let me just clarify what Jason said for those who don't know what he's talking about. Bet Bash, Spanky is putting on. Can we call it the greatest gambling conference of all time?
I call it the biggest conference in Vegas since Tailhook. Yeah.
Since Tailhook. Google that, anybody.
Oh, wow.
Who doesn't?
It should be a fun time. A lot of good people going. It's great that Spanky's doing that. A lot of good owners of casinos and managers and stuff. sportsbook directors, ex-legends, current legends. It's a great thing, man. It really is.
It's going to be.
I wish them well if I don't make it there, but I may actually go if I get back. I don't know the exact dates. I actually tweeted it out for them, but I just don't know the exact
dates.
It's
going to be a Final Four weekend. And there's going to be panels, not panels, but there's just going to be there's going to be panels. There's going to be a few of those for one day. I hopefully am going to moderate what I think is the coolest panel that could ever be put together ever, which is going to be Spanky's going to be on it because Haralabob couldn't be. So Spanky, Elihu Foystel. Elihu Foystel is going to be on there. Speaking of the Jewish team, Elihu Foystel is going to be there. Lil Zach is going to be. Zach White is going to be on the panel, and
Zach White.
Chris Bennett from over at Circa is going to be there. So hopefully,
wow, Zach White's going to be on a panel. He was like always pretty quiet and reserved about things he did.
Yeah,
that's amazing. He's come out of his shell. Good for him. One of the sharpest guys I've ever met, by the way, was the Zach White and his team. Very good. They terrorized sports books for years. And still do. So that's why I'm surprised he would actually come out and be on a panel. Good for him. Good for him. Good guy to have on there.
And I would consider Elihu the smartest human being I think I may have ever met in my life, and certainly maybe the greatest gambler I've ever met in my life.
Really?
I would.
I have to talk to him then. I've actually never met him. I know who he is, but I'm not personally acquainted with him. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Written gambling books as well. Yeah, just tremendous.
Looking forward to meeting a lot of people at Bet Bash in person that I've communicated with but never seen in person. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be tremendous.
Nice.
Bill, a day like this, and we're gonna run into a break here and we'll get your answer here afterwards, but how do you spend your day today? Are you in the sports book? How many bets do you
have? I'm actually going to go over to one of the sports books. That's another thing, Gil. Maybe we'll talk about it after the break. You wouldn't believe how hard it is, even for me, to get a seat in a sports book.
Oh, yeah.
I probably don't realize it. I think Vegas is just the March Madness capital and stuff. I mean, these casinos here, what they do is totally different than Vegas. The casinos themselves take blocks of seats away from the sports book. And I'll talk about it after the break. What happened during the Super Bowl they should learn from. But I'll talk about it in a minute.
We will do that. Unscripted with the Crackman at Bill Crackman with a K. He's got his own podcast as well, Wise Cracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger, exclusively on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You could trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The KFC chicken sandwich is served hot and straight from the fryer, hot and straight out the kitchen. Oh, they're rolling that body. Oh, sorry. That's why it's finger-licking good. Order the KFC chicken sandwich today. Look at that. Order now on the KFC app. It's Gil Alexander, Jason Weingarten, kind enough to join us in studio this morning, and of course, Unscripted with the Crack Man from New Jersey. Can we get the camera behind us here at the South Point? Again, an hour before the first tip between Michigan and Colorado State. This is at 8:15 a.m. Pacific here at the South Point. We are due south of the Strip. So if you just take South Las Vegas Boulevard 10 minutes down the road, this is where we are. And come an hour from now, we will, of course, see the lines behind us. And people screaming at the person in front who's obviously putting together a parlay. He won't know. It happens every year. It's phenomenal. phenomenal viewing from our studio. Jason, you were saying, because I want to get to what Bill was talking about here about sportsbooks, but you were saying you are at Circa today.
Yeah, I'll be at Circa later today. There's a $6,000 table minimum at Circa, food and drink, just to get a seat in the sportsbook for a group.
That's nice.
Bill,
it's a lot of chicken fingers.
Jason, want some help?
I'm good for a few chicken fingers, Jason.
I'm good for one beer. Now we're gonna have to get the other $5,990 taken care of.
Preston doesn't drink. You're gonna have one drink. Yeah, Bill had a sarcastic. That's great. How do you feel, Bill? Look at your face. Look at Bill's face.
I mean, listen, Atlantic City here. They take blocks of seats for the sports book. And from the casino, because they expect high rollers to come in. Like, give you an example, Ocean Casino, Super Bowl time, where I'm always sitting in one of the seats there. You know, I'll be blunt. I go in there, and I'm not allowed to bet. It's William Hill, but it was William Hill. They're 86th Street. I go in there, and I give the tellers $100. I say, guys, $100 for all you guys. You know, whack it up between you. And they're really good to me. And Super Bowl time, they couldn't do it because the casino took blocks of seats. So here's what happens: the casino reserves all the seats from the sports book, and 16 chairs were left unopened for most of the Super Bowl. No one sat in them. So it's just like the casino takes blocks for their high rollers. The high rollers may not even come in or may come in. Same thing with March Madness here. I mean, literally, I had to pull out strings every move to get me and my three buddies four of the seats, and let me just be blunt. Caesars is, I mean, they're charging $250 for a seat. I have a 7-star and not only 7-star, I earned that from playing throughout the year. I have credit lines on gaming sides here. Sometimes, you know, good size credit lines that didn't even get me through. It's $250 a seat. I mean, it's every casino in town. So I had to really call a favor in to get us a seat. The four of us, because I have some friends from Long Island coming down, and I don't want to disappoint them. I would pay it if I had to, but I'm luckily enough I'm going to a place where it's actually a good deal. So it's $50 a seat, but you get the $50 back in food and beverage. That's a pretty good deal to watch. There's a couple places that do it like that also, but most of them are reserving them for. So I actually, it's funny. A buddy came down. I'll tell you guys, a buddy of mine came down. I tried to check him in the casino just now, and it's just amazing the etiquette of people now. I think since the COVID, maybe since the check stopped, I don't know. Everyone is just angry. People are mad. People have an intent. There's a rage inside of people. Like etiquette. I go in an elevator, let the lady out first. That's the way my parents taught me. That's
right.
Not the way it is for, it's just, you know, since the COVID, I think it's just, listen, it's about consideration and respect. That's like gone. I don't know what happened. Holding doors, elevators, say please, thank you, excuse me. These kids are—they're like raised by computers, not by real parents.
Raised by animals.
You know, like I'm not saying we have to tip our hat at dinner like it was in the 20s or 30s. But
tip our top hat.
Let the ladies go first. I mean, these guys are just—it's amazing the things. And listen, you know the. The casino crowd is a different animal all together. This is a misplaced rage crowd to begin with anyway, a lot of them. So especially, you know, the grind joints and mom and pop, you know, not mom and pop, grind joints. So anyway, I'm getting off subject. But this is what I do. This is what I, as he said, I'll talk for an hour on things. I noticed that. But I went over there and I procured the room, procured the seats. Is that the right word or not? But
yeah.
It's different now with sports betting.
Well,
as sports betting went legal in all these states,
yeah,
all these big casinos say, how can we monetize it even more?
Well, I mean,
the same thing with the drink tickets. No one gets drink tickets no more. It's unbelievable.
The drink tickets thing is like, you know, you spot the Yeti at this point. They're like, oh, look, there's someone's getting a drink ticket. The, it's like everything, right? With, remember when, you know, when day clubs happen, right? Day clubs. First of all, that didn't exist 10 years ago. That wasn't even a term, right? And we used to, I always say this, you and your buddies used to be like, hey, the person who didn't drink the previous night, right, would be the first person to lounge chairs. You claim a few lounge chairs and it's yours for the whole day. Man, that sounds like we're 1,000 years old, right? They figured out how to monetize day clubs, you know. $100 entry fees or whatever it is. And this is it's happened to sportsbooks now. By the way, there's other sportsbooks that don't charge in that same certain way, but you have to reserve, like let's take the Cosmo right in the middle of the strip. You have to reserve a couch at the Cosmo for today for March Madness, probably like by December, this past December. Because if you're rolling up there in the last week and asking for one, you know, you're months, yeah, months behind that. So it's just, they get it, right? The supply is low and the demand is high.
But what I found most interesting about Circa, at least, is the minimum for the food and drinks is $6,000 today and tomorrow. And then on the weekend, it's zero. Because I'm assuming by Friday or Saturday and Sunday, half of the high rollers are busted out from from the first two rounds. And, you know, they need to fill those seats. And there's no more drink minimums. It's just come and bet.
Wow, yeah.
If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, it should tell you, you know, maybe if you don't have a seat today, just wait for Saturday, and you'll get a bunch of seats when people tap out.
Yeah. I may go to Bet Bash just to hang out with you.
Good. I want to meet you, Craig, but you got to bring me some nice bagels if you're coming.
You got the hairy chest hanging out. You got the hair. I may hang out with this guy. I'll give you $10,000 for your hair. I mean, Jesus, guys.
Sold.
You know, but... No, it's cool. So, it's
Bill,
cool.
How many bets will you have going today?
Today, all right. Let's get into the betting side. Sure, I have about 10 to 12 for today. I may give you my best game here. How about that? Is that today? This is how much I know, guys. Jesus, is Memphis today or tomorrow? God,
Memphis.
Memphis is pretty early, actually. Yeah. I believe it's 1:40 Eastern.
Yep, there it is. Yeah. So Memphis is a pretty strong play of mine. I know they just lost to Houston in the conference final, but they were on a roll going in there. They lost to SMU, I think, a couple times this year. But I just thought they were on a good roll. I thought they were going into the tournament. That would have been huge if they would have won that game, I guess, versus Houston. But I still think they'll get by today and maybe a money line. Because I bought it down to 2. So maybe a money line play might be good now. It was 2.5 everywhere. I bought it down to 2 minus 20, which, let's give away one of my secrets here. You could do it at the South Point there, by the way. You can't do it at Circa. You can't do it at Westgate. You could buy it down to 2 minus 1. If something's 2.5, you could buy it for an extra 10 cents. Again, I hope I don't get myself in trouble here with some people that are sharp and they'll say, why are you telling people that? Well, you know what I do. This is try to help people. So if it's minus 2.5, I'll buy it down to 2. If I'm going for the dog plus two and a half, I'll buy it up to 3. Let me just tell you, I think I've talked about it one other time on this show. The sharpest person in the world, sharpest people in the world, 2 of them. They don't even know each other, but the one that I'm referring to, he passed away now, so I could probably say it, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Stanley Thompson, who owned Pinnacle. It's public now after they had the big the betting bust and stuff. It's public information. I'm not telling no one nothing new if they don't know. He said if I had to charge the right price to buy the 2 or 3, no one would bet with me. It's like $1.17. It's 17 cents extra instead of 10. So I've always learned by him, and the other person is alive and was one of the best betting people in the world. You could figure that out. He also bought the 2 and 3. So I have to go by these guys, the brains of the world, especially the lower the total, the more value that 2 or 3 has, obviously, because the game could play out for that number. So it's a good tip for you guys out there. If you're going to
well done, Craig.
Basketball, 2.5, you could buy the 3 or buy the 2. Yeah, 2, 3, and even the 5, it's not worth as much as the 2 and 3. And in the NBA, you probably noticed, Gil, they say 7 is a key. I don't do a lot of NBA size. They say 7 is actually even a good number to buy to. So it could be one of the key numbers, I guess, due to the fouling at the end. So there's a little tip. There's a Memphis play out there for you guys, and hopefully that cashes. And it's an early game. See what I mean?
Are you going to be in the sports book, or are you staying far clear of it?
No, I'm going to be because I have some friends that came down here from Long Island that I told them I was going to get them seats. I told them I was going to get them seats like a month ago, and I didn't start checking until Tuesday, and everything sold out. So yeah. I maneuvered. That would have been like a little embarrassment for me. I maneuvered and got us all in.
We'll come back and we'll talk about something that Jason talked about on the Wide World of Weingarten podcast the other day, which has to do with the complaints that a certain sportsbook had with insider information. That's next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Get everything you did bet, you need to bet the madness this year with 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, and our tournament betting guide, including advice, data, and strategy for only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, our team is here to get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. Get analysis from our experts. That includes Wes Reynolds, who, by the way, will be joining us on Primetime Action tonight, Greg Hoops-Peterson, Matt Eumanns, Jonathan Von Tobel, and Tim Murray. They have insights on every key team, conference, and player to watch, from the favorites to the potential Cinderellas. Sign up today to get the betting guide, plus full access to VSiN through the end of the tournament April 5th for only $19 at VSiN.com/madness. Gil Alexander, Unscripted with the Crack Man, Jason Weingarten in studio. It's gambling porn, sports betting porn. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Jay Rude. Jay Rude, who used to be the vice president of racing sports at MGM Resorts International. I used to do a show with Jay, and he's now was at BetWorks, and they got bought, and it's a whole thing. But Jay, we talked about on this show year after year after year. We talked about it all week, how he has a few legacies here during March Madness, one of which that we've talked about is the old first to 15 props that are up everywhere in town. He was the first to put those up. So in all of these March Madness games, it's the most fun thing. It was always the most fun thing to bet at MGM back in the day. Now everybody does it. In fact, some books, instead of first to 15 now, they've ruined it. They figured it was too much in the bettor's favor, and they put it first to 20 now. Not the same thing. But those at the South Point, they still have first to 15 back here. But that was, Jay was the first person to put those up. It's always the loudest cheer in the sports book during these games because you can bet a dog, like at the equivalent price of the Detroit Tigers beating the Yankees in the Bronx, let's say, right? Plus 170, plus 200. A dog in one of these, you know, even a 16-1 game, getting to 15 points first. It's the most fun, and you will oftentimes have a kid at the free throw line trying to get there. If he misses, people go nuts. If they get there with a possession, people go crazy. And then those same people who are rooting for that dog to go first to 15 then switch their allegiance off into the favorite. So that's fun. The other thing that he was the first to put up that I'm seeing up at DraftKings now, some of Final Four seeds, Jeff, is set at 10.5. DraftKings has the over juiced at 10.5 at -130. But Jay was the first person, Jay Rude again, was the first person to put this up at MGM. And this is always a creative prop as well that people have still have time to bet into because, you know, if your brackets are chalk, right, then it appears, oh, well, the under at even money, that's going to coast home. But as we know, all it takes is one rogue team, right, to make the Final Four, even if it's Iowa, right? A lot of people find Iowa. Got Iowa in their Final Four. Will Hill just did. They're a 5 seed, right? So at that point, you're kind of up against it because at that point, you got to, well, if I get 2 2s and a 1, I'll just barely get there with the other 3. What would you do with this one?
I mean, first off, the other one that's on that screen, I think over 1.5 1 seeds at plus money is a really good bet.
Oh, we talked about that
last night. I think that's a really good bet.
The plus 120 on that.
Because Arizona's draw until the Elite Eight is, they're going to be in the Elite Eight. You're really just betting on them to beat either Tennessee or Villanova. Mm-hmm. Kansas's draw is really simple until, again, depends what you think of Iowa and depends what you think of Auburn. And then you need, all right, I don't even need the left side of the bracket if Kansas and Arizona get through as chalk. So I actually kind of like that. The sum of the Final Four seeds, I'm obviously way under based off of the chalk.
I'm way under too, but I like it. It's a scary bet.
It's scary because, again, we talked about Houston yesterday. KenPom, Torvik, they love Houston. They're a 5 seed. What happens if those numbers actually ended up being right, Gil, and Houston goes through to the Final Four as a 5? Forget Iowa, who is a very sexy pick this go-around. You can end up a scenario where you end up with 2 5s on the right side, and there you go, you're done.
Just wanted to give my buddy Jay Rude a shout because he's the originator of both of those, and those are available in lots of locations now. So good on him for creating a legacy with these props. Jason, you on the Wide World of Weingarten, and we'll bring in Bill for this as well, talked about something that went down during a numbers game earlier this week. We had Chrissy Andrews, who runs the South Point Sportsbook behind us on. And this is the notion of that bettor, guys that that bet all around town prior to the news coming out that Tom Brady was in fact unretiring and returning to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There was a bettor in town here at the South Point specifically. He bet the Bucs to win the Super Bowl at 50-1. Chrissy moved it to 30-1. Made a small bet at 30-1. Chrissy moved it to 25-1. He bet it again. Chrissy's attitude was a great one, right? Chris Andrews' attitude was, hey, you don't have to cry for us. We have 11 months to balance our books. Yeah. He goes, trust me, we'll be okay. He's like, we may even need the bucks when all is said and done, right? That wasn't the case with other sports books, and you talked about it on your show.
Yeah, so there was an article in the Las Vegas Review-Journal this week that quoted the VP Jay Cornegay at Westgate saying that he wasn't comfortable with the exposure they had on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because some sharps had gone in there and bet the futures right before the Brady news had come out, or the day before, within the week before. And, you know, I have a little tiny bit of sympathy, I guess, for books getting hit on stuff like this, but the reality is it's your odds, like your market, your limits. Did you not know what was happening the second time the bet came in? Did nobody stop and say, hey, should we lower this number? Should we lower the limits on the market? Should we do something to mitigate this? And you know, all you did, the only mitigation you did was whine to the newspaper. And I don't think that's the way to
the complaint. I'll bring in Bill here because this is right in Bill's wheelhouse. By the way, let me just say again, there's no guarantee that bet's winning. That's the other thing, right? In fact, it will probably lose.
It's also not a huge edge at 25 to 1. It's also like 20% edge. I mean, it's an edge, but it's not like, you know, going crazy.
Bill, the term used was they wanted an investigation for this insider information-driven bet.
I think that's more, that was more of the point of the article is I think so, because of course even Jay can profit off that bet for sure. By the way, guys, I'll get to that in 1 second. Let's go back to that screen that's up right there. See the sum of final four seeds over 10.5 minus 30.
Mm-hmm.
That is no longer available at DraftKings. It's now 11.5 minus 50. Oh. I don't want the public out there to think, oh, I could just go, oh, I'm still going to go over laying 20
cents
more,
thank you for that, Bill.
Laying another seed. I don't want you guys just to think. It's lost its value, probably. And let me just tell you, and as you can see, DraftKings takes bets off me.
Thank you. We grabbed that. We grabbed that from last night, so we appreciate that.
Yeah. No. They had the over 10.5 minus 30 though. Even after I bet $3,000 on it, and it did not move for another 6 hours. So it was there. I'm just not saying it because I'm just saying because people will just go, Gil. It's amazing. People just do not respect the number. They'll just go and lay it, not even thinking, oh, they liked it. It's got to be good still. It's probably not. I'm sorry, guys. So let's go back to the subject here. Matter of fact, so yesterday someone called me, and I literally gave him a quote based on a third article. The first one was Purdom. Second one was Las Vegas Review Journal. And then yesterday there was at least three or four more articles that came out. And I told – my quote literally was, you know, a lot of people talking about this Brady bet. Listen, did the books repay Seattle future bets after they traded away Russell Wilson? Gambling's a dog-eat-dog world. The players are trying to find an edge where they can, and the books are trying to beat them to it. If books are going to post futures like that before offseason free agency is over, they're accepting the risk of an event like this happening, you know, really that shift the odds. So my thing is this. I'm trying to beat you as a sports book. I pay for information also in a matter of ways. And by that, I say, I have so many contacts that I have. I say, guys, if you get anything that you hear that's going to be good, whether it's a quarterback not starting, a running back that's not starting, let me know. And I'll either give you a free roll or I'll be able to get you down at the best number probably in the world. So I pay for information also, just like the sports book should be paying for information, just like when I got thrown out of Palace Station there. I went up to the counter. I bet $5,000, which was my normal size bet, on a bet. The quarterback was out 2.5 points. The line moved and from 17 down to 14.5, close 15.5, by the way. They came over and said, basically, you're thrown out of the sports book. You're not allowed to bet here anymore. Or the option is to give your ticket back. So people will find that hard to believe at home. That's usually the way stations did it. They would say, give me your ticket back or you're not allowed to bet in any of our sports books in the future. And, of course, I did not give my ticket back.
But you said that, Bill. But you said something in there that I think needs to – I want to seize on it, which is did they give back Seahawks bet? Not that there was probably people who had Seahawks to win the Super Bowl. Maybe – I don't know. Maybe there was some people who had Seahawks to win the Super Bowl if they thought Russell Wilson was going to be there. Sure, there was.
What about all the people who bought – Broncos futures thinking Aaron Rodgers. Did they change the price there? Did they give it back? No. I mean, it's...
What about people who didn't have Iga Swiatek winning the 2020 French Open? Did they call those people and refund those people who didn't have that? Nah, they didn't do that either. Just want to throw that out there.
The sports books in general probably... It wasn't just Superbook. This was across the country that sports books were hit on this from Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They were hit multiple times from multiple sources. And this kind of illegal, listen, the word inside information and fix, you hear it every day in a sports book. That's just literally sour grapes of gamblers that are gamblers and, you know, are not good handicappers like 99.5% of the world is long term. So, it's an overused word. It's an overused term. But I'll be honest with you. Something like this, it may have been, there may have been a little inside information here on this one.
Right, but should that nullify the bet is the point?
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Got to come back.
No way.
Of course, that's the point. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network, coming back.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Seeing some money on Providence now, Jeff? Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, 2.5 threes there now.
Mm-hmm. The South Dakota State... sexy pick, getting a little pushback here.
Actually, all the threes are gone. It's 2.5 everywhere now.
Oh, back to 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Back there. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Kenny G. Not that Kenny G. Different Kenny G. Gil, this could be one of the best segments with Jason and Crackman. Thanks. Good luck to all today during the tournament. 30 minutes away from the first tip between Michigan and Colorado State. Damian also chiming in. Gil, quote, along with the outlandish claim to have invented the question mark. You caught that, yes. Logic 3227. Everybody's writing in to try to figure out who the quarterback was, who made the bet that I talked about. Logic 3227, he goes, does it rhyme with lawn ding? No, it doesn't. Doesn't rhyme with that. Todd, this is for Todd at, what is it, Canarsie? He says, I always like when we're simpatico. I grabbed Memphis yesterday at 50-1, had to do it. -33-1 to win that region. Let's see. Oh, P.S., also from Damien, said, my best friend hit two huge same-game parlays last night doing the kind of strategy that Jason was just talking about with the Lakers and LeBron. This is from Hank, Jeff. Any idea why Colgate is not available to select in the DraftKings bracket? I don't know.
What state is he in?
What state are you in? Excellent question, Jeff.
That is, if you are in New York.
Have a reason.
If you are in New York. If you are in New York, there you go. You are out of luck.
That's probably why. Good one. Toby, 1472. The word you're looking for with kids is courteous. Most don't have any sense of the concept. This is from Spanky. said, good to hear Gil, Bill, and Jason on the kickoff of March Madness. I remember listening live to Bill and Gil 2 years ago as conference tournaments were canceled. It's great to be back to normal. Enjoy the tournament, everyone. Thank you, Spanky. And Bert Wiedemeyer says, you're right, Crack. Chivalry has gone by the wayside. Kiss the Degenerate. Gil singing a little Ignition took me back. Wow, that came out of nowhere. Tremendous show as usual. Great guest and co-host. It's because the KFC Reed said, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Something like that. So sort of got my... No, they didn't say hot and fresh out the kitchen. It said something else that triggered it. Bill Crackman is here. Bill Krakenberger from... at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. From New Jersey on the morning of March Madness. Jason Weingarten in studio, Jace and Jeff Parlay here as well. Jeff, can we? Oh, you're looking at me like you want to say something.
I just wanted to tell Bill that he has made me hungry with the bagel. I mean, that Essa bagel, of course, is one of the top, if not top one, top two bagels in the entire planet. So, Bill, absolutely. I'm now going to have to settle for a not as good bagel now after seeing that.
You know, I'm going to bring you some. I'll tell you why. You can freeze them, and they come right back to life when you freeze them. It's amazing.
So, perfect.
Let's get the tennis picks in, because we don't want to make the mistake we made a few days ago where we only ended up putting them in the newsletter, and then everybody on Twitter. I had to respond to about 30, 40 people on Twitter. Here are the two plays in tennis today. The ladies are still playing the quarterfinals. It's the second part of the quarterfinals. The men are playing the first part of the quarterfinals. It's a little staggered thing. Basically, they're all in the quarterfinals, though. I got Maria Sakkari at -137. I think I'm ahead of that number. Remember yesterday, by the way, that number went against us. It was the weirdest thing yesterday. We're usually ahead of it. Yesterday, that number flew against us, like 30 cents. We still got the victory. Here, we're about 10, 12 cents ahead of it. I wouldn't let this go higher than -150. But I got Maria Sakkari on the ladies' side today over Elena Rybakina. Sakkari at -137 I got last night. But again, don't do it higher than -150. So Sakkari is the pick on the ladies' side. And then on the men's side, taking a flyer, big quarterfinal match between Cameron Norrie of England, of Great Britain today, over Carlos Alcaraz, the amazing, amazing young player who has just been he's going to win multiple majors in his career. But Cam Norrie at +204 is a ridiculous price. Yes, he should be a dog, but he shouldn't be anywhere close to +204. So it's Sakkari on the ladies' side. I got her at -137. Norrie on the men's side at +204 against Carlos Alcaraz. Bill, any other final thoughts here before tip-off?
Yeah, you know, I'm just looking at my Donbass screen here. Did you say Jason said something about the Providence game?
Jeff and I have been talking about that all week because South Dakota State is like this super sexy bracket pick. But
people thought South Dakota State was going to close as a favorite.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Well, I look at the offshore line. It's three, so I see three at Chris. But 2.5 -15 circa. I have to go by them and say they've taken some sharp money. But then again, guys, you always want to be on the side of the bookmaker. It looks like the bookmaker is going to be rooting for the dog here, which I find that kind of interesting. Like, it's amazing. Like, someone just bet right in front of me, and the line just changed on that South Dakota State, Chris, according to Don Best. But I just find that the three, I would be more enticed. I didn't bet this game, but I'd be more enticed to take the dog there based on the bookmaker side. But let me tell you something else I'll get into before we go off air. Like, these teams that are I've been saying it all week on media, a lot of these teams that are the underdogs, that are the basically like looking for like another Abilene or a Cinderella type of a team. I just think the first half is the way to go on a lot of these games, to be honest with you guys. A team comes out of the locker room the first 10, 12 minutes and on adrenaline. This is a game they're going to literally tell their kids and grandkids about when they're older. And maybe that emotion and that drive will get them through the first 10, 12, 15 minutes, hopefully. Whereas the talent and depth and strength of the teams take over after a 40-minute game. So I like to bet a lot of first halves. Right now, I actually bet a couple, but I like to actually wait. You know, day of game, sometimes you get worse lines because the sharps iron them out. But I find the first halves on a lot of these dogs, maybe you'll get an extra half a point. There's so much square money in the pool here that the books are forced to move them the favorites because they're taking so much little $50, $60, $80 bets, $100 bets, but in volume, it can equal, you know, five figures, six figures, so they're forced to overmove sometimes. I just see some value sometimes in some of these dogs, maybe going against a team like Duke. I think I was reading five of their last six games, they didn't cover the first half. So a team like Duke, I didn't bet this, by the way, but not yet anyway. A team like Duke, maybe I come out and you see, how many times have you seen like a C.S. Fullerton come out and, you know, take a 10-4 lead or something and maybe carry them through the first half where they're probably getting about 11, which I really don't know, but C.S. Fullerton, 10.5. Yeah, 11. There's 11s in Vegas. So, I mean, sometimes you can find some value there taking the first half dogs. You know, how many times you guys lose on winning the whole game and lose because of a foul, you know, taking 7 or 8 points in a game. But the first half may be the way to go there. And I'm going to look at that market. So,
Bill, literally the only pre-flop ATS bet I've made in the entire round of 64, because I'm all about the survivor pools, and we went through the survivor picks earlier on the show today, is Providence -2. It's literally the only bet I have.
Okay, I'm rooting for you then. Yeah. I have no skin in the game. So there's an example of a perfect line. You got a good line, you know, -2, and now it's 2.5 everywhere. The sharp book looks like it's -3, -05. So it should be a good day. What are you guys doing? What are you three guys doing? Jeff, Jason, what are you guys doing today? Gil, what are you guys doing today?
Most fun. Jason, tell him.
I'll be at Circa, hanging out at Circa most of the day with some of my friends.
Oh, spending the $6,000. Good, good. All right.
That's exactly what they're doing. They roll like that, Bill. They roll like that.
Cool.
Jeff is, what are you doing, Jeff?
I'm rotating around places today. I'll actually start upstairs because I'll have to do some work after the show. So I'll start upstairs.
Jeff's playing sweeper
and,
today.
And then going from there, probably Westgate, probably Circa, and it'll be a good old time of ground town here.
Yeah, I'm on standby. Wow. I'm on standby at the Cosmo. I may end up there. You know what, Bill?
Oh, okay.
I got another show to do today. I just might be at home in between.
Oh, good, good, good. All right, great, great, great. Look forward to a fun day, action-packed day. And, thanks, Spanky, for that shout-out to on Twitter there. It's great that he's having that big gathering. So we'll push that next week Yeah, we may meet there. Gil, you're going there?
2 weeks from now, I will. Sure. Bill, we appreciate it. Everybody out there, listen, enjoy your day. The first day of March Madness. Be with you on Primetime Action tonight. Back on a numbers game tomorrow morning. Don't blow all your money on the first games. Don't do that. Meter it. Bill, thank you. Bill Krakenberger.
Thank you,
Good luck
guys.
This weekend, Bill.
Good to see you. Thanks, Bill, Jason. You too, buddy.
At Bill Crackman with the K. Jason Weingarten, host of the Wide World of Weingarten podcast at Spreadopedia. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Great having you in here.
A lot of fun. I've been meaning to do this for a while.
I'm glad you're here. Jeff Parlay as well. Good luck to all of you with all your bets from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.